Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
Hold up your Bible. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible. I am what it says that I am. I can do what it says that I can do. I can have what it says that I can have. Today, I will be taught the uncompromised Word of God. My mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will not leave the same as I came. In Jesus' name. And every time I come to Church on the Rock, my faith and my life get stronger and stronger. Oh, you sound so good. Give God a shout on Sunday. Wow. I sure do love y'all. Y'all sound so good today. Well, open your Bible to Hebrews, the New Testament, the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. We're in a series called The Life of Praise. The Life of Praise. Well, I like that life rather than the life of complaining. How about you? Because the opposite of praise is to complain. The opposite of praise is to complain. Oh, my goodness. And we've heard it. If I complain, I'm going to... Complaining stops progress in my life. Complaining postpones my destiny in life. Complaining will ruin relationships in my life. We know that from the story in the Bible, right? The children of Israel. Remember, God brought them out to bring them into the promised land. And what did they do the whole time in the desert? Instead of praising God for what he was doing, they began to complain and want to go back. God never wants to lead us back. God always wants to lead us forward. Can I have an amen today? So we're talking about the life of praise. And I like that life of praise because praise is more than 20 minutes at church. Praise is more than 20 minutes at church. And you know, worship and praise, the first 20 minutes, it's crucial for the flow of the service. Am I right? And I'm just so proud of our team today. I want to brag on them because everything we sang, Every song we sang was intentional, was on purpose. Every song we sang and the words in our songs and Daniel's exhortation and my wife's prayer, they were all in a flow. They were all talking about what I'm going to talk to you about today, and that is praising God with a sacrifice of praise, which is defined as praising God for what he's doing now. Not in the past or in the future, but praising God for what he's doing now, even though you can't see it or you can't feel it and you wonder what's going on, you praise him anyhow. And all through, think about it now. This is how much I love you and our team loves you. I mean, we practice, we plan months out. All the songs, if you notice, they had the words of sacrifice of praise and praising God and joy. They all flow together. I just want to share this with you. I don't know if you knew this or not, but the first guy in the Bible who created music, and instruments is found in Genesis chapter 4. In Genesis chapter 4, we find a guy by the name of Jubal. I guess that's where we get the word jubilee. And his name is Jubal, and if you look it up, if you check out his name and you look him up, it says that he was the guy, first guy that invented music on this planet and musical instruments. Interesting, isn't it? You and I know that names in the Bible refer and relate and reveal the character of that person. Their name reveals their character. And so you look up the word Jubal. Everybody say Jubal. Jubal. You see, I'm taking time for this to let you know how much we love you, because the love is shown in the preparation. I mean, my mother who's in heaven, man, could she cook? Oh, praise God, I hope she'll cook for me in heaven. She probably cooking at the marriage supper of the Lamb. But she could cook. I'm telling you, she could cook. But you know what? She'd prepare, and I knew she loved me. And even after I got married, you know, I'd go by at lunchtime. I worked there in a local grocery store. I could go by the house, and Kim was working. So I'd go by, and my mom would still cook for me at lunch sometimes. And wow, I could see the preparation. I knew she loved me. And so Jubal was the first guy in the Bible who created music and musical instruments. And his name, Jubal, you know what it means? To flow. To flow with a joyful sound. And so what does that tell us? Every time we come to church, the church service, if we want it to be anointed, should have a flow. Everything in it should have a flow. Jubal means to flow with a joyful sound. And boy, do we rejoice with the Lord today in our worship. Amen. Can we give it up for our team? Can we tell them thank you for the flow? Amen. So we're talking about the sacrifice of praise, and we sang about it, we exhorted about it, we prayed over it. So let's talk about it and define it now, the life of praise, because praise is more than 20 minutes in church. Praise should be a lifestyle, 724, right? I mean, we should praise Him in the good times, praise Him in the bad times, praise Him on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, ain't it grand to be a Christian all day Saturday? That was a song back in the 70s by Nancy Honeytree, amen. So we need to learn how to develop a life of praise. Why? Because if you're watching me today, you're watching online, you're in the sanctuary, and you've been asking yourself, why did God make me? I have the answer. God made you for His pleasure. That's Revelation, New Testament, chapter 4, verse 11. I know why God made you. He made you for His pleasure. What does that mean, Pastor? Am I to be a puppet? No. It means He made you because He wants you. He wants a relationship with you. That He's for you, that He loves you. He wants to be kind to you. He wants to lavish His favor upon you. And also in that same verse, it said He made us for His pleasure, and He made us to praise Him. So you and I, when we praise God, we're in the will of God. When we praise God, we're in the will of God for our life. So that's why God made us. So God made us because He wants a relationship. And through praise, we get closer to Him and we go deeper in our relationship with God. So we're going to look at that today. And praise, somebody might be here today or you're online. You say, I don't get it. You know, I didn't grow up in church. When people say, let's just praise the Lord. What does that mean? Well, to praise God, it means if you're a note taker, I have four words, letter A. If you're an educator, you really love it when I do this. But four words, letter A, what does it mean to worship or to praise the Lord? Number one, it means to acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him. Wow. And every time we acknowledge Him, we set into motion some good things for our life. So it means to acknowledge Him. Number two, it means to give Him attention. To give Him attention. Well, when we praise Him, here's what I found out. I'm sure you're just like me. When I praise God, my focus goes off my problems, and my focus gets on God. Oh, magnify, like a magnifying glass. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. I think that's a scripture. And so what do? When we're praising God, we are acknowledging God for who He is. We're putting Him in the proper place of our life. Number two, we're giving Him attention. We're getting our focus. And somebody said, focus is everything. Somebody said that focus is everything. I asked Jerry Savelle one time. I said, Brother Jerry, what's the key, not just to ministry, but the key to the Christian life? And he said one word, blew me away, perspective. That was his one word definition of how to be a successful Christian. Having the right perspective. When you and I give God praise, we get the right focus and the right perspective. So God gets bigger and our problems get smaller. Can I have an amen? And then number three, it makes us more aware of God. It's called being God conscious. We're more aware of God. When you and I begin to voice our praise to God, what happens? Something changes in the atmosphere. You know, you can get in a car and people are fussing and fighting and there's an atmosphere. But you can get in a car where there's worship music playing and people are praising the Lord and it creates an atmosphere. So when you and I praise God, it makes us more aware of God in our life and our set of circumstances. And then number four, if you're a note taker, what does it do? When we praise God, we set into motion attraction. Attraction? Yeah, the law of attraction. Well, we set into motion the law of attraction. Help me out, Pastor. You lost me on that fourth one, attraction. What does that mean? Well, it means this. Praise works like a magnet. Praise is a magnet. What does that mean, Pastor? That means whatever I'm praising God for, I attract it into my life. So when I'm praising God, for healing, it attracts healing into my life. Well, when I'm praising God for household salvation, it attracts salvation into my family and my home. Well, when I'm praising God for favor, praise is a magnet. It will attract, the law of attraction. When I'm praising God, whatever I'm praising God for favor on Monday morning, it will attract favor into my life. Court case, going before a judge this week, somebody is, I feel it in my spirit. You begin to thank God for favor with a judge and favor with the council and favor with the people. And what is that going to do? That's going to attract favor in your set of circumstances. So when we praise God, I forgot already, number one, we acknowledge God. Number two, we attention to God, our focus changes. Number three, we are more aware of God. Woo, God's in this house. God's here right now with you because you've been praising Him. And number four, the law of attraction. So we've been talking about a couple weeks ago when I was with you, we talked about praising God for what He's already done. You with me, family? So that's past tense. Everybody say past tense. And I gave you a homework, make a journal of gratitude and make a list of recounting the blessings. I gave you scriptures. I gave you a tool set. I gave you steps on how to begin to praise God for what He's already done in our life. And what will be the benefit? The benefit, the result, well, He said, peace will come into your life. So today, if you're stressed out, if you're taking Valium, if you're on drugs, medication, you can't sleep, you got a nervous disorder, then I got a prescription for you. It's called a God prescription. And that would be this. Begin to thank God for what He's already done in your life. Daniel talked about it during his time of the flow, jubal, of the service. And that was, he talked about, just thank God that you woke up today and you could breathe, you could drive, you can eat, you can swallow, you can hear, you can see. And as you do that, it releases peace and stress out. Thank you, Lord. Now I want to talk to you today about the sacrifice of praise. What is that, Pastor? That's praising Him in the here and nasty. My pastor, John Osteen, who's in heaven, used to always use that phrase, praising God in the here and nasty. We all got to deal with the here and the now and the nasty and the ups and the downs and the valleys and the mountaintops and the ins and the outs. And what do we do there? We're to have a life of praise, so I have to learn how to develop the skill of praising God right now. When I don't see anything and I don't feel anything that God's doing in my life right now. It's called the sacrifice of praise. Well, what does that do, Pastor? When we praise Him for what He's already done, you said it brings peace. You showed scripture. Well, I'm going to give you scripture today. That when you and I praise Him for the now and nasty, for what He's doing in our life right now, even though we can't see it, it seems delayed. You might feel like your destiny's dead, died, your dream. But you go ahead and praise Him anyhow. Here's what it does. It releases joy into your life. And y'all want some joy juice, don't you? Y'all want some joy, right? Because when we get God's joy, three things happen. If you're a note taker, strength. Strength comes into your life. Oh my goodness, an anointing. Number two, stability. 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 I was listening to an interview this week of Rich Froning. And Rich Froning, many of you that work out in CrossFit, you know that he's been the world champ for several years. And this year at the CrossFit Games, his team won. Rich Froning, he's a born-again Christian. And they asked him, what's the key to success in CrossFit? And he said, consistency. Just being consistent. Just showing up when you feel like it, when you don't feel like it, and doing what you should be doing. When you and I praise Him for what God's doing now, even though we don't see anything, we don't feel anything, that's why it's called the sacrifice of praise. Is going to release a joy into your life. And when that joy comes, strength's going to come, stability is going to come. And number three, if you're a note taker, security. You're going to be secure in your own skin. You're going to be secure in your own skin. Daniel talked about comparing on Wednesday night, Wednesday nights ago. And isn't it awesome that praising God for the now, right now, today, in the present, for what He's doing, when we can't see it or we can't feel it, it's a sacrifice of praise. It releases the joy. I don't get it, Pastor. I'm new to all this. It's new. I don't understand. Well, there's a scripture that I think really breaks it down really easy in the Old Testament, the Old Testament, and it's Isaiah 61. And here's what it says. It's God's prescription. Here's what it says. Put on the garment. Come on, some of you, put on the, some of you need to take off that old filthy garment you got on. Put on the garment of praise for the spirit of depression. So praise, what will it do? It'll bring joy. Isn't that cool? So let's look at some scriptures real quick and build a foundation and look at the premise. And the big idea is the sacrifice of praise. And the big idea is that on Monday morning, when you don't feel like going to work or going to school or getting up, do it anyway. And the big idea is about midweek Camel Wednesday, midweek hump day. You begin to praise Him anyway. Even though you can't see God doing diddly squat, God's doing something magnificent in your life. Amen, church? So let's look at it. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Through Him, therefore, let us on Sunday. Let us once in a while, when we feel like it. The Hammond B3 is kicking. No, let us constantly and at a life of praise. At all times, offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of the lips that thankfully acknowledge. Didn't I say that praising God is acknowledging God? Thankfully acknowledging and confessing and glorifying His name. Let me give you another Bible reference of how praise brings joy when we thank God for the now. Even though we can't see it, but we know God's working. God's working. Let God arise and all your enemies be splattered. It says scattered, but some kids say splattered. I kind of like that better. Look with me in Psalm on the overhead, Psalm 16. I love it. Verse 7 through 11, it starts off with praising the Lord. To bless the Lord is to praise the Lord. So he said, I'll bless the Lord, I'll praise the Lord. Why? Because He gives me counsel. Yes, counsel? He gives me counsel to my spirit while I'm sleeping at night. Y'all see that? So that means that praising God for what He's doing right now, instead of when we go to bed tonight, here's a takeaway. Don't focus on your problems you got to deal with tomorrow. Focus on God's promise of giving you the answers tonight while you sleep. Begin to thank and praise Him as you go to bed. Begin to praise Him for what He's doing in your life. And no matter if it was a bad day, a rainy day, a cold day, a hot day, a day from hell, whatever it might be, before you go to bed, the last thing you want to do is have your praise list and praise God for what He's doing in your life right now, even though you can't see it or feel it, touch it or taste it. It's a sacrifice of praise. And what happens? You put into motion godly counsel, because your spirit doesn't sleep. And so while you're sleeping, this verse says that God will give you the wisdom, the answers to your questions, your problem, your tests, your trials, all that's going on. He'll give you the answer while you sleep at night. And when you get up in the morning, oh my goodness, look out Starbucks, look out, 7-Eleven, look out QT, look out. We're going belly up to the bar and celebrate. We got the answer. God gave us the answer. God gave us the solution. God gave us the wisdom. God gave us the insight. God gave us an idea at night while we were sleeping. Wow. Next verse that goes along. I've set the Lord continually before me. How do you do that? Didn't we say that praise is putting your attention on God? Wow. So I'm praising you, Lord. I'm keeping you before me because you're at my right hand. I will not be moved. That's called security and stability. Next verse, verse 9. Therefore, my heart. Now, what I want you all to see here, don't miss it, that we're trichotomy, spirit, soul, and body. Am I right? Spirit, soul, and body. We're a three-part person. And notice, praise affects your spirit, according to this verse. It affects your soul, that's your emotions, and it even affects your body when you and I offer up the sacrifice of praise. Oh my goodness. So he says, therefore my heart is glad and my inner self rejoices. It brings joy. And my body will rest, confidently dwell in safety. Everybody say spirit, soul, and body is affected with the sacrifice of praise. And notice it brings joy into every area of your life. Well, Pastor, how does joy help my body? Well, all I know is a merry heart. I think it's in the Bible somewhere. Last time I looked, a merry heart is medicine. Wow. I'd rather go here than the local drugstore. Now, if I have to go, that's cool. But this is my first choice. And if I can't get this to work, then I'm going to the pharmacy. But I want to get this to work, because this is medicine if I'll work it and take it correctly. Next verse, I got to hustle. For you will not abandon me to Sheol, that's hell, neither will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. I don't understand that, Pastor. What does that mean? That means you need to praise Him because you're not going to hell. You're a born-again believer. You're going to have eternal life. You're going to live and dwell with Christ throughout eternity. You've been given eternal life. Wow. And then the next verse, verse 11, you will show me the path of life in your... Now, how do we get God's presence? Through praise. Here's a scenario. Praise brings God's presence, and God's presence brings His joy. And God's joy brings His strength, stability, and security. You still with me, family? Oh, I like this. You'll show me the path of my life, the direction I need to take. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand, there are pleasures. Oh, I like that. A pleasures, not just pleasure, pleasures forevermore. Now, let me give you just a little story from the Bible, and then we're going to pray. But let's go to Habakkuk. Oh, my goodness, Pastor, I can't even pronounce it. Where is it? Habakkuk. Well, we'll have it on the screens, but Habakkuk was a prophet during the time of Jeremiah. And all hell's coming against Israel, Judah, God's people. And the prophet has bad days. Even a prophet gets depressed. Even a prophet begins to cry out, and he cries out and he says, God, you're doing diddly squat in the nation. Habakkuk cries out and says, God, I can't see you doing anything. God, I don't feel you. I don't see you. God, where are you? God, are you out of I can't reach you? Can you hear me now, God? Where are you? He's crying out to God because he doesn't see God doing anything. And so chapter 1, he's gloomy. Chapter 3, he's glad. Chapter 1, he's living like a victim. Chapter 3, there's only three chapters. Chapter 3, he ends up like a victor. What was the difference? Once he got a revelation of what God was doing without seeing it, but he got a revelation in his spirit that God was doing something now behind the scenes, underground, in the back room, working on it in the warehouse, getting ready to be delivered to your house. Once he did that, he got that, he offered up the sacrifice of praise and total transformation in his life. So let's look at it. So he's asking God, you're not doing anything. I can't see anything. God, you're not working. And look what God says. Aren't you glad you get a word from God? Verse 5. Look, family, this will light your fire. Come on, baby. Shame on you, the doors. Look around, you Habakkuk. Come on, Habakkuk, look around, replied the Lord. Among the nations, and I want you to see spiritually. And be astonished. Be astounded, for I am putting into effect a work. God's working in your life today, even though you may not see it, you may not feel it, he's doing it. A work in your life today, in your days, such that you would not believe it, even if I told you what it was. I love it in the Living Bible. Living Bible, here's what it says. We put it on the screen, guys. The Lord replied and said, look. Get the look of faith. Look and be amazed. You will be astounded at what I'm about to do. Do you have that expectation in your life today? As the team comes out, as your pastor who loves you, I want your expectation to be high. Because faith at a high level has high expectation. Faith at a high level has high expectation. Do you believe, even though you can't see it, you can't feel it, you can't touch it, you may be young or old, in between, black, white, yellow, or brown, male or female, I want you to know that God is about to do something in your life that even if he told you, you wouldn't believe it. Now, if we really believe that, we're going to offer up, like we all just did, the sacrifice of praise. And the joy of the Lord is going to come into our life. Come on, let's give God a sacrifice of joy today for what he's doing right now in your life. The Lord replied, look and be amazed. You will be astounded at what I'm about to do, for I'm going to do something. I'm going to do something. God's doing something. Say it with me. God is doing something in my life today. Boy, that's a good confession. And something in your lifetime that you'll have to see it to believe it. And so you know what he does between chapter 1 and chapter 3? He changes his attitude. He changes his perspective. He changes his outlook. He changes what he's saying. He's seeing different. He's thinking different. He's talking different. He's offering up the sacrifice of praise when nothing's happening in the natural. It's releasing a joy that's putting him over. So let's look at it in Habakkuk chapter 3 at the end. Habakkuk 3, though the fig tree does not blossom and there's no fruit on the vine. In other words, your checking account is empty. You lost your retirement, lost your job, no food in the cupboards. They took your car. This is what he's talking about. He said, though there is no fruit on the tree, though the product of the olive fails and the fields have no food. There's no flock, there's no cattle in the barn. Everything's gone. I'm empty in the natural. I'm devastated. I have diddly squat. I have nothing. It's all been taken from me. Next verse. Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will exalt a victorious. He's no longer acting like a victim. He's acting like a victor because he knows God's doing something. Say with me, God is doing something in my life. And so he goes on, last verse 19, end of the chapter. Look at his confession. The Lord God is my strength. He's my personal bravery. He's my invincible army. With God on your side, you got a majority. He makes my feet like hinds feet. He makes me to walk, not stand still, frozen in terror, not in panic, not panic attacks, not worry, not fear, not stress. And he helps me to make spiritual progress. I like that. Spiritual progress upon the high places of trouble, suffering, or responsibility. And give this to the chief musician and sing this chapter with instruments, because there now is a flow with the sound of joy in his life. Don't let the world take your song of praise. I'm out of time. Give the Lord a praise for his word, would you?
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.